Hello, loyal Legion 99 listeners. Welcome to another episode of Turn Zero Lists, brought to you by 6-Up Supply. I'm your host, Keegan, and I'm joined this week by Nick of Legion 99 for a separatist list. Nick, how's it going?
Great, great, great. Can't wait for my speeder truck and my reckless driver.
Yeah, we got some awesome announcements at Mini Stravaganza last weekend. I am so excited about all that new stuff, plus the things that we're seeing in the new articles. But speaking of things that you can run over with the speeder truck, I hear you're bringing droids this week.
Battle droids, of course. Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about your list build. Like, when you're thinking about yourself, how are you building this out from your skill level?
So right now I'm looking at a higher activation count list, not necessarily 13 act lists, but maybe close to that. So right now, the first thing I'm doing is I'm taking a T series with aggressive tactics. I'm not bringing an AAT. I like the AAT a lot, but I don't want to bring it with this list. So we're going to go with the T series.
Okay.
Potent aggressive tactics on there. You're going to have a lot of surge tokens. Going to go with some good old B1 battle droids.
Right. The core of any droid
the
list.
The core of any most droid lists. So we're going to put three of them with the E5C trooper. I like the three black dice, especially with aggressive tactics. If you can get a surge token on one or two of them, they hit real hard, usually. Sometimes they don't. And after those three, we're going to take three with the E5S trooper.
Okay.
I'm really starting to come around to the E5S. I was really cold on it for a while. I've really started to warm up to it. They're really efficient on their own. They don't need surge help. Mm-hmm. You don't have to aim them. You're usually until you start losing a lot of models, you're looking at two crits often, sometimes more. Very solid gun there.
Are you bringing that in as well for the range 4 boost?
Yes, because I am not taking any BX snipers in this list, and I don't have an AAT. So gotcha. I need some things for range. That makes a lot of sense. I should have maybe explained that from the beginning. From there, we'll go right to Stap Riders. Stap Riders are really good.
Yep.
I feel like I always want to take Stap Riders in CIS lists. They've kind of taken that spot where I was like, AAT, AAT. And now I'm like, Stap Riders. So we're going to start the first Stap Rider, long range comlink. I'm not taking a force user here. I'm not taking Cad Bane. I can give my order every turn to my Stap Riders. So we're just going to take the long range comlink on the first one.
Okay, so now I'm not going to lie. You're starting to get me worried here. You said you weren't bringing a 13 act list, and so far we've got a T series, 6B1s, and now you're talking about stabs. So
we're talking about stabs now. After that first stab, we're going to bring two more with a linked targeting array.
Okay,
so we're up to three stabs.
Yep,
6B1s and a T series. So we are at 10 activations.
All right.
I said I'm not bringing any BX snipers. I don't like BX snipers. The lack of built-in pierce, lethal, it's really hard for them. They don't get aim tokens very often. I'm usually let down by them. Could be a TTS thing, TTS dice. I don't know. So we're going to do something a little different. It's not crazy, but two full BX droid commando teams with no heavy weapons, with tenacity and vibro swords. I'm not bringing a force user, so I don't have a melee answer to a force user, but these guys can get in there and they can, linebacker a little bit sometimes. They do have impervious. They've got red saves. They usually don't die in one attack. There's four bodies. Tenacity means on their way in, if they take a wound or two, they're still going to hit pretty hard. They get that red die back.
Mm-hmm.
They're real versatile. They still roll two dice, range 1 to 3. Even though it's white, but 8 dice with sharpshooter 1 is still pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Scale, scout 3 can put them in a real advantageous position early when you need them to.
Yeah.
Like I said, impervious, the only downside is the AI dodge move, but since they don't have the sniper rifle or even the poison mine, you don't it's not really as much of an issue here since they usually want to move. So... I really like this squad.
Mm-hmm. I've always thought of these guys as super mobile, and so leaning into that seems like a pretty cool approach.
I've had a lot of fun with them built like this before, so it's been a while. So this is 12 activations.
Nice. All right. Here we have it. The new meta, 12 activation droid lists.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Anything that you, you talked a little bit about it as you went along, and especially around the BXs, but anything that you really kind of sat on and debated, whether it was the right thing to bring in or that you were missing something?
So I guess I'm looking at, like, you know, we're starting to get ready for Team League. So, and I think I'll be playing a lot of droids, I imagine. So I don't love the skeleton of the 13 activation list. I see why it was so popular at the start of single eliminations in Invader League.
Mm-hmm.
Activations are really good. Droids are really efficient. They don't lose actions when they have suppression tokens. Order control, full order control is a drug that you can't quit. I don't like the strike teams. They're not my favorite thing. So we're taking them out. We're cutting into our bid a little bit.
Yep.
And we're taking the full teams with the swords, just as kind of like a hedge bet a little bit. If there's a force user, I can put them in between my gun line and the force user and slow them down a little bit. I think
makes sense. Great. Cool. All right. Well, moving on. So we've got a 12 act list, 10 point bid, 10 point bid. It's not the droid bid we're seeing all the time these days. However, I think you're probably going to have a decent amount of blue player time. So talk to me about your battle deck choices. What battle cards were absolute includes in this list?
So real quick. Yeah. I don't think I'm probably not going to win a bid against another droid player. And not a lot of rebel players, but I'll win bids against all the Imperials and all the clones. And there are some cards that I'm going to take that they hate. So, yeah. So the first thing I'm taking is bombing run. I have 3 staps, so I'm taking bombing run.
Right.
Staps can get in there, and I imagine my BX commando teams can cause problems for bomb runners on the other team if they're not speed 3 repulsor vehicles.
Yep.
So they can kind of come in there and stop them.
Yeah.
Blue player, I'm taking sabotage the moisture evaporators. That's not really something you think about a lot.
Sure.
The rest of this was a little more difficult to pick.
Okay.
Key positions is good because I have vehicles that can score on that, but staps usually aren't alive at the end of the game. I'm a charging bull when I play list, so my staps likely aren't going to be alive at the end of the game to Makes matter sense. There. And you know, if there's a force user, a Maul or something, or a Dooku or an Obi-Wan, I'll be in trouble there. I don't like recover the supplies if I don't have an infiltrator or a Sabine or something like that. So I'm probably not taking that. I'm going to take payload because, again, I have vehicles, so everything can score on payload.
Yep.
I have a lot of bodies, a lot of activations. So I'm usually going to have an advantage there. And the last one, I'm going to go with breakthrough here. I'm not sure. Breakthrough is not something I'm super comfortable with most of the time, but with the full BX teams, you know, I can, if I'm not playing like Nick, I can hold the staffs till the end on breakthrough.
Sure.
And I can just, you know, march my droids forward and whatever's alive maybe scores at the end of the game. So I don't think it's bad. So we'll move on to the deployments. Major offensive. It's major offensive.
That's basically an auto include for you.
It's easy. I'm going to take rollout. Okay. I like rollout. It's like mini major offensive. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I also have vehicles, so I can stretch the field with my staps if I need to, or if I feel like I have like an advantage early. If I can deploy them out of a deployment zone a little bit.
Sure.
So rollouts going in there, advanced positions, scout for everybody. It's also, you can also get some nice flanks with those staps. If something, you know, if like a clone army is all clustered on the bottom, I can put my staps at the top and, you know, go around, set up a nice flank.
Absolutely.
The last one, again, this one is like not as easy. Battle lines is very good for staps, but I think I'm just going to throw a wrench in there and I'm going to put hemmed in. Yeah. I really like the idea of all of these droids in one place in the center and you having to pick a side, and hopefully I can choose my deployment zone or my deployment side correctly. We'll see.
I like it. I like it.
Going on to conditions.
Yeah. What's an auto include? What's an auto veto here?
Auto include rapid reinforcements. I have BXs with swords. It's going in the deck.
Get them range two from someone at the end of round
there's one. There's not really an auto get rid of here. Maybe War Weary, because I don't have the advantage of the, you know, I like the Field Commander tank, and AMG's ruling says that that Field Commander isn't affected by War Weary. So we won't take War Weary.
Okay.
But we're taking rapid reinforcements. We're going to take minefield. Cool. I don't mind if a B1 dies turn one to a mine or two. Yep. I don't care. Yep. Maybe I'll take four dead droids. If I kill one clone model before we start. So I think so. We're going to take limited visibility. Because I don't like my stabs getting shot at early, and I like my BXs to be able to use that scout three and then turn one to set up like some really nice flanks.
Absolutely.
And not be seen. And then the last one,
I think we talked about this last month. Fortified is nice to
fortified save. It's okay, but also last month I played Rebels. I played Imperials last month. I think I'm gonna take hostile environment here because droids don't really care as much about suppression as you do.
Oh, gotcha.
So, we'll throw environment in there. Throw another little wrench in there. Something different. Get me out of my comfort zone a little bit.
Cool. Yeah, hostile's got a ton of good uses. I definitely like throwing that in there when I feel like I've got a reason to back it up. Yep. So, awesome. All right. So we're at a 12 activation droid list, 10-point bid, 3 staps. Really wanting that bombing run rollout. Well, maybe not rollout with bombing run. Really wanting those setups.
I want bombing run in that last slot. I don't care. Yeah. You can have everything else. I think.
Absolutely. You're setting up at the table for the first round of the tournament. You look across the table. What list just brings you absolute joy to see?
Those poor rebels.
Yeah.
Those poor rebels with those white saves.
Yeah, white saves and smaller dice pools.
I mean, I still probably out-activate most lists. So,
yep.
And total order control when you out-activate things is really good. Like I said, it's a drug. It's hard to quit. but yeah, so I don't mind seeing rebels across the table. I don't really want to see Imperials across the table, and I never want to see clones across the table.
Sure.
Those bad clones.
Awesome. All right. Well, you kind of answered my next one, but is there any specific clone list that you don't want to see? Something that fills you with dread at the beginning of a tournament?
The Rekstar.
Rekstar. That's the still Rekstar, the boogeyman.
Yeah, it's always boogeyman.
Awesome. Cool. All right. Great. Great list. Great setup. Thank you, Nick. Are you ready for the lightning round this week?
Always.
Awesome. All right. Here we go. 13 act droids. New Rekstar or bigger fad than Mbop?
I mean, a little bit of spoilers, but they're kind of falling by the wayside in Invader League. So
I wrote that question last week.
I've always kind of I kind of felt like it's very good, but I think that like it's also gonna chews up a lot of clock moving all those activations. I've played it a few times. I think it's more of a boogeyman than an actual threat. I think
that's fair. Fair. All right, next question: best prize support you've ever gotten from a tournament.
I don't think I can say. I think that my favorite thing I've ever gotten from the tournament was that Knight's Trophy I won at my at the RPQ. Ooh, I won.
Nice,
so.
Nice. Yeah. It's classy guy. Dunking on everyone else. So. All right, Yoda. We got that reveal. All other factions should just pack it in now, or it's only going to be for high skill players, like just like Palpatine.
Oh man, I don't know. We haven't seen those command cards yet.
Yep.
I'm terrified. Palpatine's really scary because of his command cards. Yeah. And I have a feeling that like Yoda's going to do some crazy stuff. I can't wait to see what they've designed. It's a scary, brave new world.
Absolutely. All right. Biggest mistake in a game of Legion that still haunts you to this day.
None. I don't make mistakes.
Cool.
Getting paired up against Mike at Nova after I beat Dan Lupo.
Nice. I'll take it.
I had all the adrenaline and then it all, it was terrible.
All right. What was the most exciting thing for you that AMG revealed in Mini Extravaganza?
Oh man, I've been wanting since, you know, since I got into droids, I'm like, man, if we can get AATs and STAPS and Magna Guards, I'm there. So the Magna Guards.
Awesome.
I'm excited for some new Wookiee models. Cause you know, I'm going to buy all the Wookiees and Yoda's.
Yoda.
But yeah, that, that Magna Guard. Whoo.
Absolutely. Cool. And finally, what drink do you passive aggressively buy an opponent after you just dunked on them at a tournament?
I don't have an answer to that.
You're too good a guy. You just buy whatever.
I am the nicest guy ever. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Nick.
Come to the Atlantic City Open. There you go. I'll buy you a drink.
That's an awesome. Yeah. Go ahead. Let's plug that a little bit real fast.
All right. So yeah, Atlantic City Open, June 11th through the 13th. We're working on prize support. We're working on everything. It's going to be a great event. Everyone should come out to Atlantic City.
Awesome. And check out, I think Frontline Gaming has the website's tickets on sale soon.
Yeah, probably after you hear this.
Okay, awesome.
That's
so
what I'm being told. So yeah.
Check out and grab those few remaining tickets available for the 64-person Legion event as we're coming out of everything, get real-life games.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, Nick. Such a great list. For our listeners, come back every week for another look into a unique list build. Join us at the end of the month for our video episode featuring some great head-to-head turn zeros. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.